Back here on Downtown Monday afternoon, it's time for our weekly check-in with the head coach of Maine Black Bear football, Jordan Stevens. Brought to you every week by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. My goodness, what a terrific Saturday. Great weather, sold-out crowd, and your Black Bears taking care of business.
Yeah, a great day for for Maine football, Maine athletics, and the university here. A terrific outing. So we really appreciate all the fans coming out and all the family, friends that got back here to see our guys play. And I thought they really handled the moment well and played the entire game. And you know, we had some adversity within the game, but kept battling. So really a great day.
And so many highlights in the game for you, but I start with captain and quarterback Derek Robertson, who I saw getting on the plane the previous Saturday with crutches and a boot. You would never have known it. What a tribute to his toughness and his hard work during the week, not just to be ready, but to turn in one of his best games of the season.
Yeah, Derek, I mean, really attacked the week. I think he was getting treatment 3 days a week. I mean, three times a day all week, and got progressively better all week. And like you said, I mean, it speaks to his toughness. I mean, he's such a team player, a captain, a leader, and, got himself ready to play and really played at a high level all game.
Tavian Banks had a terrific game. You know, you need those guys that can go out there and be the horse and give you 20-plus carries, especially being a little thin at running back right now. I thought Tavian did a great job.
He did, and I mean, that's the most he's really played in a game in his time here. So, obviously had the injury earlier in the year, battled through that, came back, played a little bit last week at Richmond. Role obviously increased this week and took full advantage of it. So, good to see him get started, get his legs underneath him, and I think, he'll only get better.
And boy, I don't know if there's a more dangerous receiver in the CAA right now than Joe Gillette.
Yeah, Joe has been outstanding. I mean, just such a reliable player, comes through all the time. I think, anything thrown in his way, we're confident he's coming down with it. And he finds a way to get himself in position to catch the ball as well.
Defensively, they scored big on that early play. Wasn't looking too good, but then the defense locked in and started making some big stops along the way and wrapped it up with a defensive play, a nice interception by Bugs Brown to really seal the victory for you.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, not the start we want to have, but, credit to the coaches and the players for sticking with the game plan and just getting regrouped. Damon Matthews he punched the ball out and it went hit the pylon, so the touchback there. That was a big change in the game, even though it was early, but it kept them out of the end zone. And like you said, I mean, defense played really well second half.
Yeah, Damon had a couple of big plays, that one and then that huge block of a field goal right before halftime that I thought really swung the momentum in the game.
Huge, yeah, huge play. His ability to jump over the line and land on his feet and get upright is impressive. So getting that block, propelled us into the second half, and then offensively, we win 14 plays on a scoring drive to start the second half.
Yeah, that was nice, too. Both of those scoring drives were long, well-balanced. I think the first one was 14 plays, 80 yards, 7 passes, 7 runs, and similar balance on that second scoring drive.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, our ability to run the ball a little bit more effectively this game helped us manage the game, helped us keep our defense on the sideline. And we, I think with time of possession, we were around 35 minutes. So we'll continue to build on some of those things we did well in the run game and have a good week of practice.
Well, you've got another conference opponent this week on the road. First time ever going down to Campbell. What have you seen when you watch film of the Fighting Camels?
Yeah, Campbell is a terrific football team. And they have talent on both sides of the ball. Long, athletic defense, offensively explosive, big O-line. They have two big running backs. Their quarterback, I think, will be one of the best quarterbacks we face this year. Athletic, can extend plays as well. So, this will be a huge challenge for us. And, the challenges, we talked about yesterday as a team is going on the road. you know, here we are in late October. We want to go on the road in North Carolina. We want to go down there and get a win. So we haven't done that this year, and we have a great opportunity to do that this weekend.
Yeah, you always adjust your goals as you go along during the season. Getting that second win was a big one, and now a chance, as you mentioned, to get a road win and get a conference victory. But you guys have got the right attitude, taking it one game, one quarter, one play at a time. You've had some injuries, but next man steps up, and you've been getting a lot of contributions, and it seems like there's a lot of unity on this club with guys pulling for each other, regardless of what side of the football they're on.
Yeah, I mean, certainly something we talk about is, you know, our relationships and how important those are. And we've had to pull from those and lean on those throughout the season. You have to, you know, and if you're waiting for the season to start to try to build relationships, you're going to be behind. So players have really done a nice job of coming together and sticking together. And that's something we're going to need over the next 4 weeks.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on the big win Saturday. Hope practices go well this week, and we'll catch you on the plane Friday morning.
Yeah, awesome, Rich. Look forward to seeing you at the end of the week.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Stevens, the head coach of Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, helping take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That's Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call them up at 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.